Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever scroll through social media and feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of comparison, anxiety, and just plain overwhelm? Yeah, me too. It's crazy how these platforms can be both incredible tools for connection and seriously damaging to our mental well-being. That's why today we're diving deep into managing our social media and technology use, because honestly, it's not about quitting cold turkey though sometimes that might be tempting. It's about finding a healthy balance. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic training for the digital age. Ready to unlock some mental peace in this crazy world? Let's do this. First off, remember that social media is often a carefully curated highlight reel. It's like people are only showing you their best angles, their fanciest vacations, and their perfectly cooked meals, not the messy reality of life behind closed doors. So, when you find yourself comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel, remember, you're comparing chapters 1 to chapter 20. Everyone's on a different journey at a different pace. Focus on your own story and celebrate the unique chapters you're writing. Next up, be mindful of the time suck. Ever get sucked into a black hole of scrolling? Before you know it, hours have vanished. It's easy to let social media consume us, but remember, you only have 24 hours in a day. Choose how you spend them wisely. Set realistic limits on your daily usage, and try using those freed up moments for things that truly nourish your soul: reading a book, taking a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face, the real kind, not through a screen, or simply enjoying some quiet time to reflect. Now, let's talk about the power of intention. When you do engage on social media, ask yourself, what's my purpose here? Am I seeking genuine connection, inspiration, or information? Or am I just scrolling out of boredom or habit? Having a clear intention can help you navigate those platforms with more focus and awareness. Remember, quality over quantity. It's better to have a few meaningful interactions than countless shallow ones. Speaking of meaningful connections, let's remember that real life is happening outside the screen. While social media can be a great way to stay connected, don't forget the importance of face-to-face interactions. Those genuine conversations, shared laughter, and heartfelt moments are what truly enrich our lives. Finally, give yourself permission to unplug. Life isn't always about being constantly on. It's okay to take breaks from technology, recharge your batteries, and reconnect with the offline world. Trust me, you'll return feeling refreshed and more present. Ever find yourself glued to your phone during a conversation, scrolling through social media while watching a movie, or checking notifications at dinner? Yeah, we've all been there. Remember that friend who constantly posts about their perfect life on Instagram? You know, the one who seems to be effortlessly juggling travel, work-life balance, and killer recipes. Well, guess what? Behind those curated photos lies a real person with struggles, insecurities, and moments of doubt just like you. Don't let the illusion of perfection fool you. Here's the truth. Comparison is the thief of joy. When we constantly compare ourselves to others on social media, we forget to appreciate our own unique strengths, talents, and experiences. It can lead to feelings of inadequacy, jealousy, and unhappiness. Instead of focusing on what others have, shift your attention towards gratitude for what you already possess: your health, loved ones, a roof over your head, and all the amazing things that make you. Now, remember that managing social media isn't about being anti-technology or becoming a hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance. It's about using technology as a tool to enhance our lives, rather than letting it control us. So, my fellow humans, let's make a conscious effort to be more mindful of our social media and technology use. Let's prioritize real connections, cultivate gratitude, and focus on living fully in the present moment. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and loved just as you are. Don't let anyone or anything tell you otherwise. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we'll be exploring another essential aspect of Stoic wisdom, dealing with setbacks with resilience. Until then, go forth and conquer your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.